This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
He lives in there and goes to America, and in the state of Oregon, he starts his own village called as Rajneeshpura. Later on, the American government arrests him and puts him behind bars. And then Rajneesh alleges that in the prison, the US government gave him slow poison. Imagine Almighty God being slow poison. Later on, his opponent comes back to India, and in the city of Pune, he starts this new center called as Osho Kapoor. And when you go to Osho Kapoor, you will find him on his samadhi mentioned there. Bhagwan Rajneesh, never born, never died, but visit the earth from the 11th of December 1931 to the 30th of January 1990. They forgot to mention on his samadhi that he visiting the earth. He was not giving visas to more than 30 different countries of the world. Imagine Almighty God coming to this world, to visit the world, and he requires visa to go to different countries. And the last test, Walam Yakun Lahu Kufuwan Ahad, there's nothing like him. It's so stringent that no one besides Allah can pass. The moment you can compare God to anyone in this world, he's not God. Rajneesh, you know, there are two eyes, one nose, one mouth, one beard. The moment you can compare God to anything in this world, he is not God. Walam Yakun Lahu Kufuwan Ahad. For example, someone says that Almighty God is 1,000 times as strong as Arnold Schwarzenegger. You may have heard the name of Arnold Schwarzenegger, the person who got the title Mr. Universe, the strongest man in the world. The moment you can compare God to anything in this world, whether it be Arnold Schwarzenegger, whether it be Dara Singh, whether it be King Kong, the moment you can, whether it's 1,000 times or 1,000,000 times, the moment you can compare Allah to anyone in this world, he's not Allah, he's not God. There's nothing like him.